Hank Aaron, a Black History Month special, premieres tonight on the Smithsonian Channel. And here from the Smithsonian is Damian Thomas. Good morning, Damian Thomas.
Good morning. How are you doing today?
He's the sports curator at the Smithsonian's National Museum of African American History and Culture. And this documentary tonight talks about Hank Aaron. Now, what do you have? Give us some history of Hank Aaron that I might not know, since I lived it, that you're going to feature tonight.
Well, you know, Tom, the reality is a lot of people just don't know much about Hank Aaron, and so we're going to go through his entire life, starting growing up in segregated Mobile, Alabama, to him playing in the Negro Leagues, to him chasing the Babe Ruth home run record. So we're going to try to span his entire athletic career.
Was there anything that surprised you as a curator, as a sports guy?
In terms of the documentary, one of the things that really stood out to me was the impact of the KKK on his community. He talked about the KKK coming past his house, dropping burning crosses and things of that nature. So the depths of the racial oppression was something that really caught my eye.
And right up to the time that he was breaking the record in terms of the letters and the threats that he was receiving at the office of the Braves, right?
Yeah, Hank Aaron received 900,000 letters the year that he broke up. 900,000. And some of them were supportive, but many of them weren't. We have to realize that the Milwaukee Braves moved to Atlanta, and they became the first professional team in the Deep South. So it was an interesting space in which he tried to break that record.
And what go ahead, Jay.
Yeah, do you have anything about how the stadium in Atlanta, I've always thought it should be called Hank Aaron Stadium, and how Ted Turner names it after himself, and has there ever been any kind of outreach to change the name of that stadium in Atlanta? And I know he doesn't really think that much about it, but I do.
At this point, you know, they're closing that stadium.
Mm-hmm. And moving the new one, right.
Yeah. That would be a great idea in terms of thinking about the legacy of that stadium if it continues to operate. Changing the name, I think that's a really good idea. But heretofore, there really hasn't been much headway made on that issue.
Does he talk about his legacy in this?
Yeah, that's the major treat of this documentary, is that Hank Aaron is the primary person being interviewed.
That is cool.
Okay, you don't say Indians anymore.
No.
Yeah. And now he's very successful. He's still in the Mercedes-Benz business?
Oh, yes. Those car dealerships are quite successful. He is going strong at 82 years old.
That's awesome. Wow. That is awesome. Looking forward to that tonight.
Tonight on the Smithsonian Channel. Gotta be there at the top. You got 4 minutes to make it there on time.